Those of you who believe that the light of God is breaking forth, can you shout the loudest hallelujah? I decree and declare by the power of light, demons will tremble before you. By the power of light, every pain will disappear in your life. By the power of light, every stagnation shall be ended. By the power of light, you will enjoy great joy in the name of Jesus. By the power of light, the days ahead of you will be brighter. The days ahead of you will be better. All your losses will be recovered. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. All right, let somebody shout hallelujah one more time. Okay, please be seated as we share the word of God together. Those of you that have followed us online service for the month of May, we took extensive time praying, having vigils, and hundreds and thousands of people have joined us online from around the world. And you discover that when we were coming to a close, when God said to us that we should recite and chant the entire book of Psalms in worship and in prayer to Him for the 3 hours every night on stop, we saw that the Lord told us that by the month of June, the cloud is going to begin to move and things are going to begin to open up. And that is exactly what God is doing now. That is great. That is wonderful. We give Him all the praise. Now, we're talking about the pillar to life success. We're talking about the pillar that helps us to be relevant. Relevant in every situation. Relevant in every circumstances. You must understand that God wants every one of you to be a success, not a failure. That's why there is no part of the scriptures where God has spoken to your life and said that you will be a failure. But God has said that you will always be the head and not the tail. The environment always programs you for failure, but you must change the environment by yourself. The environment doesn't change people, it is people that change the environment. People create stumbling blocks for you to fall and for you to be destroyed. And that's why you must understand that in the race of life, it is what you decide for yourself. It is a personal race you run. Because you may be very shocked to know that your twin brother may be the agent in the hands of the devil for your own destruction. Abel didn't know that the one that he was sharing of God's visitation in his life was going to be the one that will end his life. We have seen series of such events where people that are very close to you ended up becoming the instrument that the enemy used to destroy the stars and the destiny of many. And that's why you must understand the things that will make you tick, the things that will make you strong, the things that will make you to be able to stand through the storms of life. Remember that there is no place for pity in the life success. If you have pity party, that's left to you. You will end up killing yourself and never fulfilling your purpose on earth. God did not create you to occupy space. You are designed by God to be able to fulfill destiny. In our family devotion this morning, after one of my daughters shared with us the word of God, there is something that we've seen about life. You must be intentional. You must be deliberate. You must be determined for you to be able to change the course of your life. God wants us to do more and more better than every unbeliever. More better than any person that you see on the street that is not named by the name of the Lord. And I decree and declare over your life, the days ahead of you will be brighter days in the name of Jesus Christ. So we are looking at pillar 3, and that is the secret to these men and women is that they are constant in giving thanks. When you find strong, powerful, successful people, one thing that you will always hear from their mouth is thankfulness. Such men don't destroy the opportunities God has created for them. You never see them betray their own destiny by ingratitude. they are always full of an attitude of appreciation for the privilege you give to them. They don't just celebrate you and appreciate you today and then tomorrow they forget you. No, they always give thanks to people or to the person that has changed the course of their life for a lifetime. And that's where you realize that their success remains virtually for a lifetime right down to their descendants. That's what you find in the scriptures. They know that everything in life is always working out for their own good. Whether it is positive or it is negative, they know it's going to bring out a glorious result. It will always bring out a glorious result. That's why they are never challenged in terms of circumstances of life. They are never broken down. But rather they know that it's going to work for their own benefit. Check out the life of Abraham. It was challenge that brought him out. Check out the life of Daniel. Challenge brought him out. Check out the life of Joseph. Challenge was what announced him. Check out the life of Esther. It was challenge. Talk about the three Hebrew sons. All the people that had historical history or story that had lingered for generations. You realize that it was situation, negative situation, that actually pronounced them to their world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15, all this is for your benefit. So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. The things that will be happening around you, people will be seeing it and they will know that this is nothing but the grace of God. They will know that this is nothing at work but the grace of God at work in your life. And so the Bible says that these things are working out for your benefit. Everywhere they go, they know that the constant secret of growth, they know constant secret to victory, they know constant secret to success is thankfulness. They know thankfulness causes multiplication. Jesus, for instance, came and saw that there was a little meal. And he wanted to see that everybody in the crowd was fed. But they were limited in terms of what they had. So the scripture says he received it and gave thanks. And that force of thankfulness broke the power of limitation and caused an increase and multiplication. When you find somebody always thanking you for the little you have done for the person, you would like to do more. You will want to do more in the life of that person. But when somebody shows you an attitude. Now, in the U.S., when you hear people say, you know, she has an attitude. He has an attitude. You're showing a nonchalant attitude. You're showing something as if, well, it is your right. Then you can be sure that you will terminate your capacity to multiply. So Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. And out of them, that is successful people, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. That's what you find around such men and women. And you see, when there is thanksgiving, look at what God himself said. And I will multiply them. That's why you see that they don't go down. Even when they lose, even when the enemy comes to attack their businesses or attack what they are doing, you will realize that when the enemy is caught, there is always a 7-time multiplication. That's why you see in their lives, you discover that today it's like they had a challenge and suddenly they multiply 7 times. What is causing that? Because of a thankful spirit. There's always a double return to their losses. God said, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. I will glorify them. That is what the power of constant thanksgiving does. I will honor them. Somebody who always texts you to be celebrating and be thanking the Almighty God. Sometimes just a cup of water But the person is celebrating as if you have given him an ocean of water. What happened? God said, I will honor that person. I will exalt you the more. And I will cause the things that you do to multiply. That's why things appreciate in their life. Things don't depreciate. Things appreciate. Appreciation and thanksgiving is an attitude they develop constantly. They devote themselves to it. They know that whatever they are is by the grace of God. It is by the grace of God I am alive. It is by the grace of God I can eat. It is by the grace of God I can wear dress. It is by the grace of God I can go through the valley of the shadow of death and come out. It is by the grace of God that I am in the faith. It is by the grace of God that I can trade and God gives me the wisdom that I need. It's the grace of God. So they always celebrate the grace of God in their life. They don't boast in their own strength and might, but boast in the strength of God upon their life. Boast in the might of God upon their life. Boast in the grace of God upon their lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. And I always thank my God for you. Why? Because of his grace given to you in Christ Jesus. Can you just lift up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for your grace upon my life. What is he thanking God for? For grace. Grace to pray. Grace to sing. Grace to win souls. Grace to run businesses. Grace to serve. It's grace. It is not by your strength and your mind. This year alone, I've seen so many people that we were very close with that are passed on to glory unplanned. One of the person I wedded my daughter out to, one of my daughters, the archbishop, a few months ago, he was here and wedded his son, Shalom. And just a few days ago, I was just called. He slept and passed on. And my daughter, who is his daughter-in-law, was actually saying to me, Daddy, you know what? The painful aspect is that this man is virtually everything to the entire immediate and the extended family. All school fees, whatever you have to talk about for the entire family. And now he's gone without preparing anything on ground. So when God gives you wisdom for preparation, you see, when I'm talking to you every time, I talk to you about the day of your birth and the day of your death. I said, I don't believe in tomorrow. I believe in today. It's his grace that gives you an insight. It is not because you're too much beautiful, that's why you are still around. It is grace that is keeping you. And that's why you need to give grace the loudest clap offering of praise. There are three instruments in the lives of these people they never play with in their lives. They never play with these three instruments in their lives. They know that if they play with it, they are playing with their joker. You know, if you play Ludo or you play draft or you play chess, there is what you call the joker. The joker is something that you keep because that is your winning tool. They don't play with it. They devote themselves constantly. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. Devoting yourselves to prayer. Being watchful and being thankful. I won't be able to get into these three. If I get into these three, something else. But let me say this to you. To spend quality time in quality prayer. Not just useless, not just, you know, what you call self-centered prayer. Kingdom prayer with kingdom understanding, a prayer that brings result. And they know certain things that can stop prayer from being answered, so they don't allow it settle in their lives. They don't allow uncleanness, they don't allow defilement, they don't allow anything in their relationship that will stop their prayer from being answered. So that's why you always see them keeping themselves clean and sanctified so that they can enjoy unhindered access to the King of Glory. And prayer is receiving life and light from God. They know that when they connect with God, they connect with inspiration, they connect with ideas, they connect with creativity, they connect with light. And that's why we sang that song, "Let there be light." Wherever there is light, demons will be scattered. Wherever there is light, devils will be confused. Wherever there is light, pains will disappear. Wherever there is light, the sick will be healed. And that's what happens at the place of prayer. Prayer generates light. And then number two, they are watchful. They watch every event. They are not people who close their eyes to situations and try to put it under the carpet. No, they are deep thinkers. They analyze matters to come out with a positive result. That's why they watch. They watch at the game of the enemy. They track the paths of the enemy and they develop a system to counter the enemy. Financially, economically, spiritually, maritally, socially, politically, they are all around. They are watchful. They are not just the kind of people who, let me use the word, they drop their mind somewhere and they just behave as if they are spiritual, but they don't have the thinking cap on themselves. What you call common sense. Common sense tells me that if I'm running in life and I am 16 year old and I'm running in life, it means that I have great opportunity to be able to cash on every opportunity to reach certain things. Constantly when I share with my children, I began doing certain businesses in life when I was 14. When I was 16 years old, I've gone very far. By the time I was in my early 20s, I was already transacting with key stakeholders in this country. That's why I got them to know certain things in their childhoodness. Now, I would be so stupid. I am 33 for me to be behaving like a 16-year-old. It would be wise. Common sense tells me that I have wasted half of the year between 16 and 33. And so at this particular time, common sense tells me, sit down and redefine what you're doing. Because between 33 and 40 is 7 years. Common sense tells me that when I get to my 40, I have already entered into what is called the first phase, which is close. Common sense. So they are watchful. That's why you don't see them play anyhow. They are watchful. I shared a video, probably one of these times God will allow me to share the video with my family. And I showed them a video of a young man who said something. He said he began running certain businesses at the age of 14. Of course, it is not strange to my own family lineage. My mother built the first house. The person who signed her paper at that in those days was the then Minister of Justice in Jonathan. Is it Jonathan Obasanjo's time? He was the Minister of Justice, Agabi. He was then the agent, you may call them the land agent, who signed her paper. But how old was she? She was 16 years old. When my mother was 16 years old, of course she was married. Around 16, 17 years old, my mother was the richest woman in this place. She was transacting in business. 16 years old. Common sense. They are watchful. They don't just close their eyes. They study life. Oh, now I'm 60. I better arrange myself. God has shown me mercy. I better sit down and think, well, how can I be 60 and still be wasting around? And better put structure and system in place. If I have a dream to raise a one story, but right now I am 60. I know that by the mercies of God, I have 30 years if Jesus tarries, if the Lord permits me to be 90. But if the Lord does not permit me, now I'm 60. Let me lay the proper foundation for my children and my grandchildren. Let me lay the principle. They may be married, they may be living on their own, but let me begin to call them together. Let me begin to arrange and put things in proper order so that when I'm transiting to heaven, I know that I'm leaving things in order.
they are watchful.
And that's why you see that number three, they always spend time in quality thanksgiving. They spend time in quality thanksgiving. They don't regret. They don't sit down and mourn and worry and say, well, I've not. But no, they come with thanksgiving and say, Lord, I thank you for giving me today. I'm going to do better today. I'm going to do things that will bring much glory to you than I did yesterday. Always, always conscious on working on themselves. They are positive in every situation. They learn from the situation of life. And they improve on their lives. They learn from it. They are not people who just say, nah, I don't care, whatever it is. No, they learn from the situation. They make the necessary adjustment. They re-strategize in life. They draw wisdom from what has taken place. I have learned a lot of things in this life by situations. I have learned how to be financially prudent by situations. I have read books, you know, on accounting, several books. But I tell you that reading is one thing which is theoretical, and the practical thing on ground is what you mean. I learned so much. I've read books on prayer. I've read books on associations and relationships. I've read books on management and leadership. I've read so much, so much. But you realize that situations of life have taught me a lot of lessons. There was a time in my life I would have died for people. Just trying to please people. To make people happy. To satisfy people. But I realized that even to the point of my death trying to help people, the same people would turn out and say, crucify him. So why do I have to? I don't have to. What I need to do is do what I need to do to improve and bless humanity for the sake of God. But not for men. Because so many people that you help ended up becoming instruments of ungratefulness. So one day God spoke to me and said, son, can you be better than myself? Just look at human beings that I made and created them. Look at the way they are responding to me. So what you need to do, understand what you need to do, but take away pity. Have compassion. Be merciful, but take pity away. Whatever you do out of pity does not attract blessing. Do it out of compassion. So they are positive in every situation. And that's why I announced to you that the post-COVID-19, which we're coming out of, is going to be brighter for you in the name of Jesus. Always giving thanks to God in every situation. They learn the lesson. You have crisis in your family. You have crisis with your wife or your husband. You don't just put it under the, sweep it under the carpet and said, well. No, you learn the lesson. Learn the lesson. Turn it to your own advantage. I'm going to serve my wife better. I'm going to serve my husband better. The way I talked to that man, it wasn't right. I'm going to talk better. The way I talked to my boss the last time I discovered it was not right. I'm going to change it. And you improve on it. You improve on your life daily so that you can attract favor. That is what great people do. That's what successful people in leadership and in life, they do constantly in their lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always. So they are using this instrument. And that's why they don't sit down. You never see great people sit down and worry. No. Great people, when you see them sit down, they are thinking positive on how to change the situation. But not to the point of allowing worry get them and develop high blood pressure because they are worrying about certain things. No. Rather, they disturb their mind to think right. And so they use the instrument of taking the load to God. They know that whatever load I have on me, let me lay it at the foot of the master. I know that he is the one that can bear my burdens. He is the one that can share my burden. And God doesn't just share your burden with you and leave you like that. When God shares your burden with you, he gives you wisdom on how to lighten every burden you will meet on the way. He gives you understanding on how you will lighten every burden on the way. There are people that have lost so much, and the next thing is high blood pressure. Some of them died. I have lost sometimes, in several times, in my business life, millions, hundreds of millions. Total lost. I was doing export of paper and all of that. At a point, as a major dealer, that year, we thought our product was going to appreciate. And we were going to make the best profit from it. Suddenly, that thing went down. I lost everything. I think what I was able to get out of so much I invested in those days was less than 30,000 naira. Of course, 30,000 naira, a new car was almost just around 30-something thousand. But I lost. Instead of me mourning over my losses, I sought God in prayer. I will never forget. I was in Kaduna. And I was crying to the Lord. I was on the days of fasting. Lord, I am a kingdom giver. I sponsor, I support all mission, all the things and all of that. And Lord, what happened? And the Lord said to me, go sit down. The reason why you lost that, it was because you were too much in a hurry not to listen to me at that point of the purchase of that product. Instead of you to take your time to examine what quality of paper, you just believe the people. And he said to me this word. He said, you can believe, but don't trust people. That was where I developed, I can believe you, but not trust you. You will have to pass through time. Then he said, number two, he said, sit down. He said, the money you're getting, you're just giving. There's no account. Sit down and tell me, what did you do with every penny before I can now respond to your financial need? I sat down in my friend's house in Kaduna, and I was writing everything, trying to recall 1 kobo, 2 kobo, 3 kobo, 4 kobo. And the Lord God opened my eyes, and I saw how so much money came through my hand, but there is nothing to show. He said, it's because you're not accountable. He said, the Queen of Heaven is using your ignorance to deal with you. So he said, it is not just praying now. Sit down and discipline yourself. You learn. He takes the load and then shares wisdom with you. Even before the miracle happens, always grateful to God. I know I have faith that we will conquer the world. They give thanks to God today. They celebrate the Almighty God. When God Almighty spoke and said, come over to this town, everybody was just talking everywhere I go. Almost all the great people, you have had one of the senior pastors in this town, Pastor Alaha, come here most of the time, tell you even those times what they say. Because everybody's saying, it's not possible. This is a pastor's graveyard. This land is a very difficult land. These people are this and all of that. But the Lord will always say to me, it is true what they're saying. But the reality is, I have given you the power to conquer. So you know what? I am on a days of fasting, but I'm always giving thanks to God. I'll be going to the mountains, just giving thanks to God for the victory over the land. Today, God has made us to conquer. Give the Lord a hand of praise and glory. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you the glory. As I begin to round up right now, they seek deeper understanding on how to handle the situation. A higher wisdom from above. All they seek higher wisdom. They seek it. They seek it. They are intentional. Please, children of God, if there is nothing you should be hearing, you're hearing from my mouth, be intentional. It is not the Holy Spirit that will push you. It's not angels. You will have to be intentional. Be deliberate in tapping from wisdom. They are intentional. They drive themselves. They are determined. They humble themselves. That is what has made me to be loyal to learning. Sat on the people. And I've maintained that loyalty to date. I've drawn wisdom. I've learned this thing in my life. I don't go for money. I go for skills and wisdom I can develop. Give me opportunity to serve you. Out of that service, I will draw wisdom that will sustain generations. Instead of me trying to do it by myself and then waste away so much time. I don't believe in the waste of time. Not at all. They are. And that's why Isaiah 33 verse 6 says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time. They know this. They seek for it. And that's why they are always going out. You see them always coming to make sacrifice to God. They will take an offering of thanksgiving. It's not because they got some billion somewhere. They only can come in with a sacrifice on their hand to say, Lord, I thank you for your blessings upon my life. I thank you for opening doors of wisdom for me. I thank you for this life I have today is a gift. That's why if you go through their records, you see them, those of them that God has blessed them with so much resources. When they didn't have millions, they were giving God in their hundreds. They were doing it with their thousands. That thousand is equivalent to 1 million, 10 million to them. And when they became multimillionaires, you will be seeing them sowing seeds of thanksgiving into the life of their spiritual parents. Within this lockdown period, I've done so much into sowing thankfulness into the life of my spiritual father. Sending my children to be doing it because I keep teaching them through the things that I do. They are always like that. And that is what is going to keep you flowing. Out of their small, they know that the way to create more is thanksgiving. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. Jonah 2 9. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. They know. Everything that I have today, they know deliverance comes from God. They know healing comes from God. They know provisions come from God. They know favor comes from God. They know wisdom comes from God. They know that the talent they have, it comes from God. So they are always giving thanks to the Almighty God. I'm going to give you just 2 minutes. You're going to lift your hands and wave it to the Lord. Because they know that the strength they have comes from the Lord. The supply comes from the Lord. The shield, God protecting them from several devices of the enemy, it is of the Lord. Psalm 28 verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. I am helped. My heart exalts. And with my song I give thanks to him. Psalm 28 verse 7. The Lord is my strength. How many of you, the Lord is your strength here? How many of you, can I ask you, be honest, the Lord is the one that is sustaining you? How many of you can really testify to me that you were almost scared, but God saw you through? How many of you, the enemy actually came to mess up your family, but somehow God intervened on your behalf? How many of you can testify that there was something that would have attacked your family and make you totally crippled and paralyzed, but somehow deliverance came through? Only you should jump on your feet and shout hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And so, my dear beloved friends, that's why you must offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You must offer. Don't do it once in a month. Don't do it once in a year. Constantly offer unto him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Offer unto him. The song that we usually sing, it's not just a song of coming into the building and then offering to God. It's something that you do all the time. I bring the sacrifice a praise into the house of the Lord. I bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As I offer unto thee the sacrifice, the reason why too many people are always at the bottom of the pyramid of life, even God himself can't help them, is because they are not grateful people. But go check all grateful people. In the midst of scarcity, God has a way of feeding them. In the midst of lack, God has a way of supplying their needs. That's why they are never stranded. Go ask any sister, any brother. Always thanking God. You give them something of 1 naira, and that's all for the whole year, they will thank God as if they got 1 billion. You can imagine having 1 billion and how you will shout and scream and jump and throw your legs and all of that. They do it in small. That's why when you find a worker or somebody running a business with you or serving along with you and is always full of gratitude and gratefulness, check the life of that person. That person doesn't just live on the allowance that comes through. God somehow takes care of all-round supply. He shows you certain wisdom. Shows you certain wisdom. Shows you certain wisdom. Oh God, I give you praise. What you cannot afford by yourself, he creates the room. That's why they are easier from what we have learned. They are humble people. They know that that is the way to greatness, and that's the way to give thanks to God. I'll give you 1 minute right now. Just raise your hands in 1 minute and just give thanks to God. Thank you. Thank you, King God. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for the blessings of the Lord. Thank you for the gift of understanding. Thank you for the privilege to draw near to you. Thank you for your mighty deliverance. Thank you for connecting me with your covenant altar. Thank you for building an attitude of the Spirit in me. Thank you. What billions of people are looking for to know, they don't know. Thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for giving me understanding. Oh, palalalo, shadadadaba. Thank you for connecting me with my Father in the faith. Thank you, Father, for surrounding me with the right men and women. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for today. I am grateful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have worshiped. Now, by the grace of God, on Monday, we're going to have combined service. On Monday. So, having a meal, we will take communion after several months together. And you have noticed that our services will be basically brief. We may not go into 7 and all of that. So by 3, you should all be in the house of the Lord. And the ushers will direct you. You're not going to be sitting clouded together. Just with the spacing we'll still maintain. And then please make sure that you use your face mask. Early in the morning, my brother arrived where I was lying down, almost dead, going dead. And he said to me, something happened in Yola. Daddy Kumi was ministering in the crusade and he had a running stomach. And they rushed him to the Yola hospital. When I heard the Yola government hospital, I said, what did you say? Yola government hospital? He said, yes. And the Lord said to me, I just wanted to teach you that many have died prematurely because they don't bring my word into its full redemptive provision. That was a change of my mindset. And you know, after that, I allow my friend, my wife, to carry out whatever medical procedure. And that was it. I would have been dead since 1996. But I am alive till now. You can imagine. Just knowledge. But I can tell you many who have lost their children because they just stick to that, not knowing that you need to balance scriptures. So I bless you right now as you go home. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus from today, there'll be no more confusion in your life. Wherever you go, the Lord will favor you. I decree and declare over your life that there will be no death and premature death. You will fulfill your days. Thanksgiving will never cease in your mouth. I prophesy over your destiny that as you go home, today marks the end of stagnation in the name of Jesus. Receive wisdom to overcome every storm of life. And I decree and declare, people that forgot you, they will remember you. The Lord will honor you. The Lord's hand will be strong upon your life. Go home with thanksgiving in your mouth, praising the Almighty God. And now take 2 minutes and just worship the Lord and adore Him. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the praise.